We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Doc Insider.
Doc's going to pick it up, and here we go.
Got him deep. He's open. He's got it. He's gone.
How about that?
Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Duarte pulls up. Three ball. Bang.
I'm LJ Figueroa.
Back for the fourth time in the last 6 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Foley three, goal! Hey, Foley ball!
Three is good!
Iara Savali.
Left wing, pow pow.
Yeah, boom boom.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
What a weekend!
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Happy Friday, and welcome to Duck Insider here, presented by our friends at On Point Community Credit Union. Once again, I am not Joey Mack. I am Alex Stimson, filling the big shoes left by Joey Mack. And every time we go through that intro, I always realize we've got so many great broadcasters here. I feel like a bunch of raccoons in trench coat just trying to fool everybody. You know, I'm just hoping the jig isn't up soon. But once again, welcome to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. You're looking live here at the Country Financial Studio and here on the Learfield IMG and Oregon Sports Network. And Alex Stimson bringing you all the action here as we wrap up another busy weekend for Oregon Athletics. And a lot to talk about today as Duck on the diamond, both in Berkeley and in Utah as well. Joey Mack's living in the future. He's out in the mountain time zone as he's going to be joining us here later on today's show. And we'll actually get you caught up on softball. We'll look ahead to the Pac-12 championships in track and field down in Los Angeles. And for the second straight day, we've got another new addition to talk about on Kelly Graves' roster for the Oregon women's basketball team as they have added another big get, as a lot of moving and shaking with that roster. But again, if they're able to stay healthy this year, it figures to be another fun season. It's nothing but fun season with Kelly Graves at the helm for the Oregon women's basketball team. But quickly, let's get to what happened yesterday. The only real sport in action yesterday was Oregon softball, and they picked up a 2-0 win. No surprise. You see that goose egg. You see Brooke Inez. She was dealing. That's really all she does, is deal from the circle. Brooke Inez was stellar yesterday as Oregon kicked off the four-game set with the 2-0 win. Picking up the win was Inez, as she would fire her 12th complete game of the year. She extended her scoreless inning streak to 19 2/3. Pretty good. pretty good. The reigning MFCA National Pitcher of the Week is Yanez. We'll talk a little bit more about that later and get really in-depth on the stats. But Oregon softball winning yesterday, and they're already underway today in a doubleheader in Cal. And game two is actually scheduled for 3 p.m. tentatively. Obviously, we'll see how long game one goes. But right now, so far so good, looking at the numbers here with Oregon. As it stands right now in the show, depending on when you're listening, could change. But right now, Oregon softball up 2-0 over Cal in game one of the doubleheader. We love to see that. And actually, before I go further, I got to ask you, Scotty P, how you doing? How's your Friday going so far, buddy?
It's great, man. The sun is out. Ducks are out. It's great.
It's a beautiful day in the Emerald Valley, isn't it?
Yes.
Hoping it's a beautiful day for baseball in the Mountain Time Zone as the Ducks look to keep it rolling. The baseball Ducks, I should say, as they picked up a 3-game sweep of the Washington Huskies at home last weekend. Now they head on the road to take on Utah. And, well, kind of a must-win, to be honest with you. Winning the series, would like to sweep the series as well, as the Ducks are looking pretty good, not just to position themselves in a pretty nice spot for postseason play, but potentially to serve as a host site for postseason play, named as one of 20 potential sites that might host regionals, potentially super regionals as well. Obviously a little bit different format this year with COVID-19 restrictions, predetermining host sites. We'll break all that down when we talk to Joey Mack later on today's show. But Oregon baseball putting themselves in a really, really good position, and that's where you want to be if your coach was as you hit the road, as they hit the road to take on the Utes this weekend. And before we get to anything else, actually, let's hear from Coach Woz, as he had a lot to talk about ahead of this series in Utah.
Woz, you'd said at the beginning of the year that the weekend rotation was going to kind of be a deciding factor in kind of where things went for this team, you know, particularly Robbie on Friday nights, but all three of those guys over the totality of the year. Just what are your thoughts on the way they're performing for you consistently week to week right now?
Well, I think at the beginning of the year, one of my biggest concerns was I didn't know if we had the starting pitching that was going to be elite at the Pac-12 level to match up with the best guys in the Pac-12. And up to this point, over the longevity of the season so far through 41 games, it seems like they've answered that challenge. They've answered the call of that challenge. And so that's been exciting. There's been weeks where maybe they haven't been at their best, but that's called being a human being. And so I think overall, very pleased with how the pitching has gone. The starting pitching is what we're referring to right now, and excited about the work that those guys had to put in physically and mentally to be able to accomplish what they're accomplishing right now.
Was just a few more details on Robbie. I mean, another Pac-12 honor for him. Just how good has he been? Just put it into words for us.
Well, he's been fantastic. He's been the pitcher right now of the year in the Pac-12 conference. If the year ended today, he's won, three Pac-12 Pitcher of the Week awards, which is better than anybody out there. As a team, we've won six. If there's 12 weeks and there's two awards, one for hitter, one for pitcher, six out of 24, I think that's a quarter of the awards one team's earned out of the league, which is something that can't be scoffed at. That's something that's really an outstanding accomplishment. Robbie winning three of them is really an outstanding accomplishment, which means that he's been dominant more than any other starting pitcher has in our league, at least on three different weeks. And it seems like on a consistency basis, he's done that as well. So credit to Robbie Ahlstrom. I think he's been a guy that anybody, any head coach in our league would love to have in their starting rotation.
After the 3-game sweep, looks really good to get the wins. After the changeup in the lineup, Coach, just after reviewing film, you like that lineup that you guys went to, and you think you're going to go with that here moving forward?
I like the lineup. I still don't think it's clicking on all cylinders, no. I like the lineup, though. I think there's some threats in our lineup. I've said that repeatedly, that I like the physicality of the team, and I just hope that they play as good as they look. And I'll continue with that message. I think over the long haul so far, we have answered that call. We still have room to improve as we feel as coaches. And, you know, that's just back to the drawing board this week at practice to try to help those guys improve and develop good quality practice plans to where the emphasis isn't on just practicing or getting ready for a game on a weekend, but it's developing during the week. That's a huge deal. We're really big into what are we going to do today to develop somebody better than they were yesterday? And that will help us win more ball games as we go forward. And so the development piece is really the thing that we're excited about. We're excited about that on practice days.
Gabe moving down the lineup and then back up, did that help him at all? Because he's just been killing the ball the last several weeks. was he motivated by that, maybe to prove that, you know, that he could be back hitting higher in the lineup? But, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't, not necessarily have you speak for him, but just how do you feel like he responded the last few weeks and kind of earned the right to hit higher up?
Well, I mean, I think Gabe's doing a tremendous job. And, you know, I mean, as you look at numbers, I mean, he's been as hot as any hitter, you know, in the last month in the league. His OPS is over 1,000 now. I think over the last, you know, 2 months, his OPS has been over 1,300. I mean, that's what he's been doing. You know, did it help moving him down? Maybe initially, sure. To take a little bit of, I don't know if it was pressure or just a different look or whatever it may be, but whatever happened, had some success. I think there were some other things that led to some of the success he's having as well. I think he probably got off his own case a little bit and relaxed a little bit and just, you know, it's his last go through. The way this thing started wasn't exactly how he wanted it to start, and that's not why he returned. And so that added stress. The whole year probably added stress. At one point, he might have been not dealing with those stresses as well as he is now. I think that's probably a big deal, is to try to help our athletes understand, with everything that's going on, how are they going to succeed and how are they going to succeed at their best? We're constantly looking for that with all of our athletes, and that answer is different for everybody because they respond differently to whether it's outside things that are going on or things specifically in their swing that are going on. Everybody's got a lot going on, and it's more than just, well, his elbow's in the wrong slot with the swing kind of things. It's usually a lot deeper than that, and trying to connect with these guys on a deep level is what Jack Martyr on the hitting side of it, specifically with Gabe, is really brilliant at, is he works his tail off to connect with these guys. And it's not just about, hey, let's fix this in your swing. I think that's a big factor.
Wise, I know that Kenyon's not going to be defined by his batting average by any stretch. I mean, he's there for a purpose. But there is a pretty sharp divide between his average and his on base, even compared to other sluggers in the league. Do you want, I mean, I'm sure you do, but do you want the average to pick up a few points in order to balance off, you know, a little bit in order to get there? I mean, I realize it's hard for him because he is what he is. I mean, if you want him to go opposite field, I mean, if you're not into the shift, that's nice, but then you might be taking away a little bit of the power in trying to alter things too dramatically. So how do you go about trying to make him not only swinging for the moon?
Well, I think that's a great question. And, you know, again, that's the answer that we as coaches get paid to try to figure out. You know, I don't think he's up there, even though it can be the appearance that he's swinging for the moon. I don't think he's up there trying to do that. I honestly think that it's the ebbs and flows of hitting. Early in the year, to be honest with you, he looked like he was swinging for the moon just like he does now. And he was crushing him to the moon in the first few weeks when he was with us. And so, you know, what are the differences? Why is he doing one thing versus the next in terms of the success? The numbers were off the charts for the first couple of weeks. They've tapered off here in the last month. And I know he's not happy with how he's done in the last month. The average has tailed off. His production has tailed off, and we've looked for answers. And then just the other day on Sunday, I think was a huge day for him to be able to really have a couple of at-bats that were really big at-bats for us. And I think that hopefully will help him down the stretch. As we've seen before, now we've got Kenny Novon, Aaron Zavala, Gabe Matthews, amongst others. You got Gavin Grant that's slugging over 1,000 in the last month of this, that we've been playing, amongst others as well. If you can get Kenyon Jovan going like he was at the beginning of the year, he carried us at the beginning of the year single-handedly. And so and we didn't have a bunch of other things going on offensively at that time. And so if Kenyon Jovan, which is clearly shown that he can carry our club, if he can all of a sudden get going again, like we saw on Sunday, well, you're talking about an offense that is definitely an offense that if I was a fan of Oregon baseball or just good baseball, I'd be in the seats this next homestand when we had a chance to play, you know, the four games that are coming up in our next homestand, specifically against Stanford on the weekend. My tail would be in a seat to watch that, because that would be a lot of fun to see.
What do you see out of Utah as you guys head out there? And I know you're not playing in their home ballpark, kind of a, I guess it's not really a neutral site, but it's a little more of a neutral site than it would have been. What do you see out of Utah this year?
Well, Ogden, Utah, I've never been there. So that's an uncomfortable place for me to start. I see the park. It's a quirky park. There's a lot of things with it that are pretty interesting to start with. But what I see that Utah's done is, you know, I see a team that, again, that if the Oregon Ducks want to go in there and play against a name across the jersey, and they put any value into playing against the name across the jersey, that means that we've done a poor job as coaches of making them understand that it's not about the name that's on the jersey. Specifically, this is what I mean. We've lost to teams that supposedly you're not supposed to lose to, and we beat teams consistently throughout the year that the guru said we didn't have a chance to beat. I think when you play the game of baseball well, you give yourself the best chance to win. As I look at Utah's operation, stat sheet, whatever, video, all that kind of stuff, I mean, you know, everybody looks at it and goes, well, you should sweep these guys. Well, Stanford hasn't been able to, neither has Arizona State, Cal, Oregon State, or Washington State. None of those guys could sweep this team, and Arizona was the only team that swept them and in our league, and they had to come back from losing, I think, in the ninth inning to be able to do that in one of the games that they ended up winning to sweep them. So this is not a team that's been swept every weekend or something like that, that's, you know, just a rollover and die kind of an operation. Far from it. These guys are good. These guys are a Pac-12 good baseball team that hasn't got as many wins as some others, but is a real threat and can flat out beat you. And so our guys need to be aware of that. That's the coach's job, and that's going to be one of the biggest points of emphasis this week in practice.
Because Gonzaga is going to be playing at Portland this weekend, is, you mentioned that possibility of rescheduling next week and replacing Utah Valley. Is that still on the table? Are you trying to get them on the schedule for next week? Because it's just obviously there's finite time to try and squeeze them in if you are trying to do so.
We are. Gonzaga is a good RPI team. We had three games agreed upon playing them. They all were canceled, not postponed. They all were canceled. And we're definitely looking at any option and possibility we can to be able to bolster our resume going into postseason to where we have our best chance to make postseason play and host all regional rounds in postseason play. Those are goals that we want to accomplish, and adding the best competition we can on our schedule is definitely something we're interested in doing, and we're working to do that.
Postseason will be here before you know it. And I know taking each game one at a time and winning them is the top priority right now, but what are the things you really want to tighten up, you feel like, to be a good quality postseason team?
Well, first and foremost is the mental aspect of it, you know, being consistent mentally. Understand that every day that you show up, it takes what it takes. There isn't just, you know, you don't just show up one day and just go, oh, we got a big week this week, so we need to practice hard. That ain't it. That's actually the opposite of what it looks like. And so first and foremost, just, again, trying to continue down the road of consistency messaging with our team, and that's that it takes what it takes. The practice, the way we live our life, the things that we need to commit to be able to have our season, COVID-related, outside of the field-related, it's deeper this year than it's ever been. And I think one of the reasons why we're on top of the Pac-12 conference shared on top right now with the other two teams is these guys have bought into the fact that there's a lot that we need to do for us to be able to play and play well. And for us to stand on top of the league right now in the basically the start of May, that's a testament to these guys' understanding and value of just that. And so I'm excited for these guys, the opportunity that they have in front of them and how they've positioned themselves so far. The commitments that it's taken have been extreme. They know that, and they know that it's going to continue to be extreme throughout the end of June.
Boy, every time I listen to Coach Wallace in any press or any time he's talking to the press, when he's talking to me and Joey Mack, you kind of leave it just wanting to run through a wall. You know, and he's got such a great just view about player development, how to work with his players. You heard him just rave about how Jack Martyr works with Gabe Matthews, raving about the both of them, the work that they put in, but specifically how they relate to players and how it goes, not to sound cliche, but how it just goes beyond baseball and how that can yield some good results on the diamond as well. Really, really good stuff from Waz as well. We'll be breaking down a lot of great stuff that came out of that interview throughout the rest of Duck Insider. And with that, going to step aside for our first break here on Duck Insider here, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. When we get back, we'll hear from Brett Walker. We'll talk softball. We'll talk a lot of stuff. Back with more Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, live from the Country Financial Studio. More after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to relieve volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip! Me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Alex Stimson sitting here in the Country Financial Studio, enjoying a lovely Friday here so far. Joey just leaned in the recliner back for me. It's very nice. Joey, again, living in the future. He's out in the Mountain Time Zone with Oregon baseball. And speaking of Oregon baseball, we just heard from Coach Waz. And again, just really, really good stuff from Coach Waz. Looking ahead to the series, talking about Utah, who the Ducks will take on starting today at 5 o'clock. But Utah, a team that he mentioned, and it was alluded to in the press conference, that a team that some people might just assume, oh, three-game sweep, no problem at all. But he said, not so fast. The Pac-12, a lot of Pac-12 teams, save for Arizona, have had a lot of trouble sweeping Utah. And even Arizona needed basically a ninth-inning rally to do so. So really impressive performances so far from Utah. Scrappy squad, and a squad not to be taken lightly. As the Ducks coming off a three-game sweep, looking to repeat history, this time on the road, before they come back home to face off against Stanford, and then a one-offer against Gonzaga. A four-game homestand, all against really, really quality teams that are high up there and the RPI. Of course, you can get your tickets at GoDucks.com. We'd love to see you at PK Park. The weather should be great. The baseball should be even better. And speaking of RPI, the Ducks are looking pretty good. According to NCAA.com, they're sitting right on 10. They've pretty much been in the top 10 in the RPI all throughout the season. And that's kind of the main key point to look at in terms of hosting sites. And speaking of which, the Ducks were just named as a finalist, potentially to host when we get to postseason play. One of 20 sites the Ducks were named, and one of three Pac-12 teams to be named. It will get narrowed down to 16 at the end of the month, so four will be trimmed off that list. And as things currently stand right now, the Ducks are looking pretty good, but you got to keep winning. You can't take anything lightly. Don't want to count the chickens or the ducks before they hatch, I should say. As looking at the 20 potential host sites in alphabetical order, Arizona, Arkansas, Charlotte, East Carolina, Florida, Gonzaga, who we'll see again next week, Louisiana Tech, Mississippi State, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, and Oregon, Pittsburgh, South Carolina, Southern Miss, Stanford, TCU, Tennessee, Texas, Texas Tech, and Vanderbilt. Some juicy teams, three Pac-12 teams in there, and the Oregon Ducks are in there as well. As again, it talked about it at the start of the season that, man, this team could be pretty good. Well, spoiler alert, yes, they are really good. They've not only sustained the excellence, but they've kind of raised the bar a little bit. Speaking of raising the bar, Robert Alstrom just picking up his third Pac-12 Pitcher of the Week nomination. Coach Waz saying, well, in my book, again, maybe a little bit biased, but in my book as well, Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year, I'd say. And it's a staff that has 2-3 candidates of Pac-12 Pitchers of the Years as well, with Colin Kafka and Brett Walker. All three have really been exceptional on the mound, with Ahlstrom hosting Friday nights, Kafka getting the Saturday night starts, and Walker typically getting the Sunday night starts. And the lineup has really kind of found its form, and Waz has pretty much penciled in just about the same lineup here over the last month, and heck, why not? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know? And speaking of that pitching staff, we actually heard from Brett Walker as well, so let's take a moment to hear the thoughts of Brett Walker, the Sunday starter for the Oregon Ducks.
I thought we played well. I mean, it's hard to sweep a Pac-12 team, so when you do that, it's always a good feeling and always feels like there's a little accomplishments at the end of the day. It's fun to win, so now we're just headed, looking forward to going to Utah.
Yeah, it is hard to sweep, and when you're a weekend guy, you know, in particular – you know, they might be playing with a little extra edge, trying to avoid a sweep. So, how did you feel taking the mound? Did you feel a little extra pressure that way? Did you feel like, hey, they're going to be bringing it more than they might have otherwise? You know, they're going to have an edge to them. Just how'd you handle the whole mental side of things in that start?
Yeah, I think, any game, there's always a little bit of, I think in Division I baseball and our conference, I mean, people are going to want to win, and I think that's what makes baseball fun. That's why we come here. So, nerves, obviously. We wanted a sweep. It was a big, big game. Every game's huge. So it was fun. I was just thankful I was able to pitch in it and wanted to win.
As pitching staff, you guys have been bringing in awards yourself nationally, Pac-12 awards. Robbie wins his third this week for Pac-12 Pitcher of the Week. I mean, just what has he done to set the tone for you guys? When you're watching him on a Friday, Brett, I mean, he's pitching like he's pitching. What's going through your mind?
It's fun. I mean, fun watching him play, fun watching a Friday night game and how he goes about his Friday night games. It's fun. It's fun to watch. He's a really good competitor and good pitcher. I mean, he deserves all the awards he could get. So it's sweet. It's fun to watch him, and it's sweet to have him on our staff.
So when you're observing a game on a Friday, Brett, and then also on a Saturday, the day before you're going to pitch, I mean, what's sort of your process? What are you looking at an opposing lineup? What are you taking notes on? How do you go about doing that?
So Friday for me, it's, I like to watch the hitters a lot, and Saturday I watch the hitters as well. For me, it's like, I try to find what I could do to help the team win that day. So like Friday games, a little less focus on like the game aspect of like me pitching. It's more of like, okay, I'm going to bring the energy for my team on a Friday night. And like, I'll bring the energy in the dugout, just kind of rooting on my teammates, and that's what I kind of focus on. And then Saturday, I obviously watch the hitters in those games. I'm not missing pitches and like taking pitches off on those Friday night games. Saturday comes in, and I'm doing the chart next to Angier. And so that's more of a talk to Angier. Oh, he'll ask me like, oh, what are you throwing in this count? What are you throwing in this count? Just kind of feel for the game of what I'm going to do when I pitch the next day. And that's kind of how it goes.
Postseason's creeping up, and talking to Waz just now, he basically made it sound like the biggest key for being ready is just keeping your mental edge. How do you feel like your group's been doing that the last few weeks? And, you know, do you see that being a challenge these next few weeks to kind of stay on edge day in, day out, so that you're sharp when the postseason gets here?
Yeah, I think it's always an edge. When you get to the end of the season, especially after a coronavirus year when we only had – was it 15 games last year? And the youngers, like there are like Scanlon and Anthony Halls, they've never played a full college baseball season. So it's different. It's harder. It's more travel. It's a long season. And I just think, I guess keeping our edge is making sure we're getting our sleep and recovering the right way after a big weekend series. I mean, this week, I know we had a good off day yesterday, and people, yeah, we come in and we have like an optional lift, and we have a good, like people come and hit in the PDA. And I mean, just like keep the bodies right, and people know like how to treat their bodies and go to treatment when we need treatment, and just keep our bodies healthy. So our edge is still there. I think that's the biggest thing.
You touched on it a little bit there, Brett. We've heard Coach talk a lot about, you know, it takes what it takes to be successful, you know, just, What does that phrase mean to you? What has that meant to you the last couple of years since Coach Waskowski came back?
So I think it takes what it takes is just out-competing. And if we out-compete teams, we'll win. And I think that's where the edge comes in. And if you have your edge, you're going to out-compete the other team, then it'll create success and wins that you want. So that's,
man, really good stuff from the Sunday starter there, Brett Walker, who's had really good stuff all season long on the mound. One of three really, really talented starters and a pitching staff that's full of some veteran arms, some really good young power arms. But that starting rotation has been cemented in basically since the first week of the season. And since then, they've been cruising, all of which have either picked up preseason or in-season accolades, whether it be conference or nationwide. Brett Walker, you just heard from right there, preseason All-American, third-teamer All-American in some areas. And so a couple of things that stook out to me is just Walker, one, just you saw the smile when first brought up Robert Ahlstrom, and he couldn't even let Joey Mack almost finish the question. You know, he's just brimming with enthusiasm and happiness about that. I thought that was really, really cool to hear that from Walker and just how much fun that was. I mean, I was smiling. You had to be smiling too, Scotty P.
Like that on your team.
Right? You know, I mean, like watching that stuff and then just kind of hearing how he processes things. And it's cool to hear from my vantage point because he's not necessarily a guy that's been looked at as a big time strikeout guy. He did fire 13 Ks in a game earlier this season, but at pretty much four or five. But outside of that, he's hasn't been a guy that's leaned on the Ks very much, but he's been a lot of fun to watch and a lot of fun to listen on the call to is my buddy Joey Mack. Joey Mack, what'd you think of Brett Walker there? Then also hearing from Coach Waz joining us here on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. Joey, how's life in Utah? And what'd you think of that from Walker?
First of all, it's great in Utah because this is a fun road trip to be on. So hi, Alex. It looks good in the studio. I'm glad to know that everything has gone well. Tell Scott, and Scott, I know you're listening, to continue not to mess it up. So good work.
Thanks, buddy.
Everybody, good work. I really like what Brett's been able to do. You know, everybody keeps asking me, like opposing broadcasters will be like, you know, hey, what's the report on Brett Walker? And I've called him a crafty righty. You know, Alex, like, I feel like that's just a good description for him. Like, he's not going to overpower you. He's not going to just blow you away. But, man, he's good. Like, man, he just finds a way to get out of trouble. And he's a solid, solid option as a Sunday guy. And I really loved every time we've gotten a chance to catch up with Brett Walker. He's kind of been that just calming presence for a Sunday pitcher. And I think that's really important. So, yeah, it was fun catching up with him earlier this week. I know everybody just got a chance to hear from that. And I'll tell you what, it's 75 degrees and sunny in Salt Lake City, Alex. So
love to hear that. Nice. Love to hear that. Please pass my regards to my man Zach Blaine and Aaron Jester, a couple of legends here on the broadcast and video side for Oregon. And actually, quickly, we're going to step aside. We don't want to fire all of our bullets out of the gate. When we get back, we're going to talk some more Oregon baseball with the voice of Oregon baseball, Joey Mack. We're going to talk a whole lot of stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun. Back with more here from the Country Financial Studio. This is Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. More after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash,
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back with Duck Insider here, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm in the Country Financial Studio, which is weird because Joey's usually here, and his name's on the show, but he's right there as he's out in Utah with Oregon baseball. Joey, before we break down baseball a little bit more, talk about Coach Wass, talk about this team, talk about expectations. Just first and foremost, I mean, how's it feel to be on the road? It's been a while. I mean, starting to return to normalcy a little bit, but just on a personal standpoint from someone who's been with the program for so long, just how's it feel to be on the road with the team, bud?
Yeah, it's weird. You know, when I did that game in Portland a few weeks ago, it was my first road broadcast since May 20th of 2019. And I was kind of weird to think about, like, how long it's been. So this will be my first road game outside of the state of Oregon in almost to the day 2 years, which is weird to think about. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of funny. It's almost like some poetic justice with this whole thing, right? That, you know, here we are 2 years later and we're not even going to be able to play in the home ballpark for Utah and instead going to go 45 minutes north to Ogden. You know, it is just kind of another example. You chalk it up to just all the weird things that we've all had to deal with in the last, now it seems like almost 2 years. So it is, I will say, Alex, it's a little weird going through the airport again. Like, just even doing that was something that I was like, what else do I need when I go to the airport? Like, what else do I need when I go to the airport? Like I sort of had that moment of like panic when I got to the Eugene airport. Like, what am I forgetting? And fortunately, I don't think I've forgotten anything yet, but we haven't, you know, plugged in all the broadcast equipment yet. So I guess we'll find out, but it is nice to be back on the road. And I think, you know, as it pertains to baseball, I mean, how fun is it to be on the road with a team that's doing what they're doing right now? I mean, this is a squad that, you talked about it earlier. I mean, this is going to be a team that probably hosts a regional. PK Park today announced as one of the 20 potential sites to host regionals. And it sure looks like this is a team that's good enough to do so. They got to keep winning series down the stretch. And Arizona and Stanford, two other Pac-12 schools that were selected as one of the potential 20s. I mean, I think that these are three teams that probably are all going to host unless something just terrible happens in the next few weeks and someone face plants. But you know, that being said, you got to take care of business. You got to keep winning series. And this is a Utah team that's sitting in 10th place in the Pac-12 right now. So on paper, this is a series that Oregon should win. But this is still a team in Oregon, I think, that the Coach Wasikowski's talked about this a lot. You know, they're still learning how to win and handling success because a lot of these guys haven't been in this situation before. So how do they go about doing that? I think this weekend's kind of a good litmus test for that, to be honest. Just what does this team do when they're supposed to win these games? So far, they've done that. They've consistently done it throughout the course of the season. This is another example where they're going to have to take care of business, for lack of a better phrase.
Joey Mack joining us here, the real host of Duck Insider. Again, I'm just an imposter filling in here on a Friday as he's ready to call some baseball games. Joining us here on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. And Joey, kind of just, it's tough, obviously, for you and I being Oregon grads, Oregon employees, to kind of take ourselves out and kind of take that not look at the tree, look at the forest perspective. But, I mean, we've kind of come to expect, obviously, just continued not just series wins but series sweeps and great performances against great teams from this baseball team. The fact that they are just named as one of those 20 potential host sites for a regional, I don't think that was on really anybody on the national scene's their radar entering this season at all. And now it's kind of the expectation that not just they might but that they will if they take care of business, as you mentioned. So I mean, if you're able to kind of just partially remove yourself from that, just how impressive is that from someone who's seen Waz really create so much success right out of the gate, someone who was so instrumental in creating the success when the program was first restarted? Just, I mean, long story short, just how impressive is it is this team, how they put themselves in this position to potentially host a regional?
Yeah, I think it's really impressive. I mean, because for a few different reasons. One, you know, last year as a first year for Mark Wasikowski, I mean, who could have drawn that up as your first year, right? I mean, I think maybe the only other coach that I've worked with that you could even make a comparison to how odd that was Graham Abel, who didn't even play in his regularly scheduled time of a season for Oregon soccer, right? And then had to wait over a year to coach his first game for Oregon soccer, right? Well, Mark Wasikowski only got 15 games in last year, and it looked like, and Alex, you can speak to this, you were on the road with them a few different times last year, you know, they were starting to get more and more comfortable as the season went forward. And I think the fact that the Ducks are doing this year with having only those 15 games in 2020 and having that season get stopped, and then they're trying to work guys out in the off season, but there's so many restrictions and how do you do that? I think that that's what to me makes it even more impressive. And, you know, I get that maybe that is me looking to your point at the tree rather than just the whole forest, because I know the Oregon tree really well. I don't necessarily know the rest of the trees quite as well, but look around the country and find me a second year coach that's doing what Oregon baseball's Mark Wasikowski is doing this year. Right. And you'd be hard pressed to find one, I think is my hunch. And that's reflected in the rankings. That's reflected in the way that the Ducks have gone about their business. So it is really impressive. But Mark Wasikowski would say it doesn't matter what they've done up to May 14th. It's going to matter what they've done on more like June 14th. And June 14th, if memory serves, that could potentially even be a day that the Ducks would be hosting a super regional game. So I think that's really going to be the success. You know, what I've loved about Coach Wasikowski is he doesn't beat around the bush, right? We all know that. Anybody who's heard him speak has definitely gotten that vibe, for lack of a better phrase, from him. Waz would tell you that he's never going to be one of those coaches that just sits there and says rankings don't matter, because rankings do matter. You want to be a team that's recognized in the top 25 all the time, because if your name's out there more, recruits are going to think that they want to come play for you way easier. And that's what the Ducks are doing right now. They've consistently done that. So that's, to me, what's maybe the most impressive part is he didn't really get a whole first season. And now suddenly in his second season with a lot of guys, frankly, Alex, that were already on the roster. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a team that has a couple guys that are big time contributors that have come in the last 2 years, but really the heart and soul of this team are guys that have been around the Ducks for a while, and they've been through that transition. I mean, I think of the guy getting the ball tonight, Robert Ahlstrom. You know, he pitched 2-3 years ago for the Ducks as well, right? And then I think about Gabe Matthews, Kenyon Jovan, Aaron Zavala, I mean, Sam Nowitzki, Tanner Smith. Those are all guys that have been with the team. And so they're doing it with some veterans that have kind of been through the wars a little bit for Oregon baseball. So it is really impressive for a number of different reasons.
Yeah, really excited to see what happens this week. And kind of to your point, talking to Coach Waz and actually listening to him talk to the press earlier today, it was just a lot of fun because, as you mentioned, he doesn't really shy away from, those national ranking talks, the expectations. Because, again, and as a fan, it's just fun to hear, too, because we know that's the reality. But to hear a coach actually kind of lean into it and embrace it, I mean, that's what really makes it so fun and so exciting. And, frankly, it feels like might be preparing these kids even more for the stretch run. And you talked about Robert Ahlstrom just picked up third Pac-12 pitcher of the year, pitcher of the week. In Coach Waz's book, he says he's the Pac-12 pitcher of the year, full stop, and I can't really argue with that case. It's a starting rotation that has pretty much been set since right out of the gate. Ahlstrom on Fridays, Kafka on Saturdays, Walker on Sundays, and they've all been exceptional, really. I don't want to make you pick and choose who's been most impressive. It's like maybe asking a parent to pick their favorite child, but nonetheless, I mean, and they're all very different in their own various ways, too, and how they really attack hitters and the stuff that they have. But what's really stood out to you from that rotation, which really feels like that's been the tone setter each and every week and really helped in a roster that's pretty deep across the board, but on a team that we've seen that starting rotation really, really just shine week in and week out?
Yeah, all three of them have been really good, but I think that the accolades speak for themselves. I mean, Robert Ahlstrom has been ridiculous. 5-3 record, 2.11 ERA, 64 strikeouts and 64 innings. You mentioned the three times that he's been the Pac-12 pitcher of the week. Well, there's been no other pitcher that's been the Pac-12 pitcher of the week that many times. There's been no other hitter who's been the Pac-12 player of the week that many times. I mean, so if the season ended right now, I think absolutely I think he's the Pac-12 pitcher of the year. And that's an amazing accomplishment. I mean, look at some of the guys in this conference that have just been ridiculously good, not just this year, but in years past. I mean, that's a tremendous honor to even be in that conversation. And if I was picking, I think that even taking off my green and yellow lenses here, I think his numbers speak for themselves that he is the guy. I mean, David Peterson is the other Duck that's done it three times in a season, being the Pac-12 pitcher of the week. And so three times. So yeah, I mean, he's been ridiculously good. And to your point, he is a little bit different from Cullen Kafka. He's different from Brett Walker, but he doesn't have the overpowering stuff, right? Like, he's not a guy who, you're going to show up to the ballpark and see a bunch of 98s on the radar gun. It's, you know, it's going to be somewhere between 85 and 91, 92, maybe even he'll get it up to 93, but he's going to change speeds. He's going to keep you off balance. And he's just a tremendous competitor. You know, I think a lot about his batting average, and I talk about that a lot on the broadcast. His batting average against with two outs is less than 100. You know, with two outs, he just doesn't give up hits. His average with runners in scoring position against him is ridiculously low. It has been all year, and the Ducks have been consistently really the best team in the conference in terms of opposing batting average with runners in scoring position. And I think that, to me, has been the difference in what has really stuck out for the entire pitching staff. Robert Ahlstrom probably really is the embodiment of it, but for this entire pitching staff to keep runs off the board in critical situations, you know, that's been a big deal. And it's not just the starters, you know, to that point, I think you got to give some credit to the bullpen too. You know, there's been guys in this bullpen that I think about an Isaac Aon. You know, he hasn't had his best outings when he started games, but boy, he's been effective when he's finishing games and when he's coming in short stints with guys on base. Colby Summers struck out 6 of the 7 hitters that he faced across 2 outings against Washington last week. I mean, Summers has been ridiculously good. And that's another guy who's been around and kind of been through the wars for Oregon baseball. He's a veteran, you know. So I think that's what stuck out to me is the Ducks have just found a way to wiggle out of tough spots. And that's true of the entire pitching staff. But Robert Ahlstrom, I mean, I can't say enough good things about the Eugene native. He's the Pac-12 pitcher of the year in my book. And, you know, with the way that Utah's been struggling this year, you might be looking at another Pac-12 pitcher of the week if he's on his game here coming up tonight.
Yeah, really excited to see them get off the series in Utah. Again, a little bit awkward taking them on in Ogden this weekend. We'll take a quick break and we'll step aside and we'll take a look at that series real quick. Talk about Oregon softball, picked up a win yesterday. Look at the Pac-12 championships. It's Joey Mack here on the University of Oregon Alumni Association, and this is Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back with more from the Country Financial Studio here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, it's Jan from Toyota. Summer's finally here, and with a great deal on a new Camry, RAV4, Highlander, Tacoma, and more, you can celebrate all of your favorite summer holidays, like Cinco de Mayo, Independence Day, International Pizza Party Day. Pepperoni, please. And by pepperoni, I mean Hawaiian.
Kick off summer at your Toyota dealer, where you can save big on all your favorites. This event ends June 1st. See your participating Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom,
buckle
up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider. Alex Simpson filling in for the man that we're seeing on the University of Oregon Alumni Association. Duck Insider brought to you by our friends at On Point Community Credit Union and also brought to you by our friends at Shadow Hills Country Club. Hope you guys are sneaking in some golf out there. Did you bring your sticks? We'll talk about that later offline. Shadow Hills Country Club offering the perfect combination of rural beauty, great golf, and affordable family entertainment. Builds lifetimes of memories. You can call for a tour today. Shadow Hills Country Club, your family resort just minutes away from home. Again, call for a tour today. Joined by Joey Mack again here on the University
of Oregon. What would you you shoot at Shadow Hills?
I have shot plenty of rounds at Shadow Hills. We're not going to publicize that. I don't appreciate you asking me the question, and we're just going to move on. Anywho, it is a great day for golf at Shadow Hills. Again, call them for a tour. On the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line, Joey Mack, the real host here. He's out in Utah. And just quickly, our last point looking ahead to this Utah series is that the Ducks, a little bit awkward. They're not necessarily playing them in the quote-unquote home ballpark of the Utes. They're playing in Ogden. You talked about, and Coach Waz alluded to earlier, that it's a bit funky. So talk to us just briefly about the ballpark and then just expectations in a series that the Ducks feel like they should win and maybe have to win to maintain their status in the RPI and in the rankings.
Yeah, I talked with Waz this morning, and they got a chance to practice at the ballpark, Lindquist Field, last night, and he said that it is a little funky. Grass is really long. Altitude, ball's going to fly a little bit. And then he said that there's a little bit of an oddity in right field. It kind of jets in a bit. So, you know, just like any ballpark, you spend a little time and you're going to get a feel for it. But I think the defense is a real key in this series for the Ducks, mm-hmm. with some of those things in mind. You know, when Oregon has struggled, it's been when their defense hasn't been at its best. You know, Arizona's a tough place to play. That's a tough ballpark. The Ducks have always seemingly had a hard time with that infield, as a lot of teams have. But that was one of the series that the Ducks lost. And then at Washington State, Oregon dominated 13-0 on Friday night. Mm-hmm. But then on Saturday and Sunday, the offense for the Cougs was really good. Mark Wojcicki said this was 2 weeks ago, only the second series loss for the Ducks this year, that, hey, you know, they just beat them. But he didn't think that the defense even was quite as good as it could be. You know, there were 400 runs scored against Cullen Kafka in the Saturday start when Washington State beat Oregon in that series. So I think defense is a huge key for this team. You know, Oregon's offense is good enough to overcome some miscues defensively. But in the Pac-12, it's not always the teams that are the best that win. It's just the teams that don't make mistakes. You know, it's not the teams that can go out and put on these big offensive showcases. It's the ones that outlast their opposition mm-hmm. that often win. And I think that Oregon's done that. And like a lot of teams, when they haven't done that defensively, they've struggled. So I think that's a real key in my eyes in this series. And you're right. I mean, winning this series is important. And to be honest, Oregon could sweep this series winning by a cumulative score of 30-0, and the Ducks would probably drop in the RPI, even though these are road games. This is a Utah team that their RPI is not good compared to Oregon, that's been hovering right around 10 the last couple weeks. So that's why Oregon, it looks like, is hopefully going to be able to host a regional, as the Ducks are, that's their goal, right? They want to win a Pac-12 championship. They want to host a regional. That's what they want to do. They want to host a super regional if they can. So, you know, yeah, these are important games. If the Ducks win all these, their RPI will still probably drop, just because they're not playing necessarily the best RPI ranked team in Utah. But that is important. You have to keep getting the victories. You have to take care of business, and especially to keep pace in the Pac-12 standings, because right now it's a logjam at the top. And then next week, Oregon hosts Stanford. Arizona and Oregon State are going to play next week, and those are the top four teams in the conference right now. So yeah, this is a big weekend where the Ducks have to take care of business and in some unfamiliar confines. You know, it's like Mark Wojcicki hasn't even seen this ballpark until last night. And so usually, you know, with the coaches can, that's what the coaches that are a little longer tenured, they can kind of convey some of that wisdom to their players, right? Well, they didn't have any of that, right? They didn't have any of that heading into last night. So I think that's going to at least be something that I'm paying attention to here tonight. And, you know, on paper, Utah's pitching staff has struggled. So I would look for Oregon to try to jump on them quick.
Yeah, just talking about RPI. We talked about earlier, just looking at NCAA.com, even if a three-game sweep, just as you mentioned, even if they put up 10 runs in each game and blank, and they're sitting at 10 right now in the RPI on NCAA.com, a little precarious situation just no matter how the series goes. But again, wins are wins are wins, and you love to stack them up here down the stretch. Again, joined by Joey Mack here on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. Reminder that Duck Insider brought to you by North Fork Public House, open for dine-in and takeout, NorthForkEugene.com. Only got about 90 seconds here. Just real quick, the big story, obviously, yesterday, not just here in Oregon, not just here in the Pac-12, but really across all of college sports, was the new Pac-12 commissioner, Mr. Klyavkov. And so just quickly, I imagine you got a lot of thoughts. We were talking about his resume yesterday. You just kind of need to, like, unfurl it like a scroll, you know? I mean, he's got a really, really impressive resume before joining the Conference of Champions. And so just real quick, I know it's tough to condense it down, but just what were your thoughts on seeing the news and seeing yesterday's presser with the new commish here in the Pac-12? Yeah.
I enjoyed the press conference. I enjoyed being able to hear what he had to say, what University of Oregon president Michael Schill had to say about him. You know, I think that he's an entertainer who just loves sports. That's what I got out of the press conference, and that's what he's going to try and convey, right? I mean, I thought that it was clear that some of the criticisms of the Pac-12, he answered some of those and said, we're going to face these head on. I like it. You know, I think that anytime you you bring somebody in, there's always going to be criticism one way or the other, but he's a guy who clearly has some confidence, and I liked what he had to say, you know, and I'll be the first to say, you know, I knew of him, didn't know his resume until I looked into it more yesterday, but yeah, I think that it's a good hire. I mean, that's just me, my opinion, but I think that it's a good direction for the Pac-12 to be moving, and that's clearly what the CEO group wanted. And so I'm excited to see what he brings to the table over the next few months as his leadership style will be more known.
Yeah, we heard him talking yesterday in the press conference to University of Oregon president Michael Schill is leading the way on that search party. So, all right, we're going to step aside here. Joey Mack, thanks for being so gracious with your time. Looking forward to hearing you on the call. Looking forward to hopefully seeing you come back with 3 wins, and I hope you kind of navigate your way, remember what to do in airports and just how to carry yourself on a road trip here. Joey Mack, really appreciate it, buddy. Good to see you, man. Have fun. Send my regards to Aaron and Zach, all right?
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you filling in.
All right, thank you, man. Pleasure's all mine. We're going to step aside here on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back with one more segment here. Don't go anywhere in the Country Financial Studio. Back with more on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
On March 5th, 2021, we lost a larger-than-life member of the Oregon Ducks family. Chris Bjork passed away surrounded by his wife Allison and their 3 sons, Anders, Henry, and Jordy. After spending more than 26 years working with the University of Oregon, we are proud to establish the Chris Bjork Scholarship Fund in his honor. Go to goducks.com/Bjork Scholarship. That's goducks.com/Bjork Scholarship to make a contribution and help us remember a great Duck.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back for the last segment before the weekend. I might head to Shadow Hills and, you know, sneak in a couple of rounds. I don't know. We'll see. Alex Simpson here filling in for Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio, and you are watching Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Going to quickly talk before we depart about a new addition, but quickly to the women's basketball team. I should finish that sentence before I move on. But anywho, just quickly want to get to every Thursday at Hooter. You could ski and ride from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for only $25. I really missed out yesterday. I should have. Should grab my board. You don't need a coupon or have to buy a ticket in advance. Just get your tickets ready for 12 hours of endless laps at every Thursday at Hoodoo. Check out Hoodoo.com for webcams, road cams, the latest snow conditions. We'll see you tomorrow or next Thursday or whenever at Hoodoo. Go Ducks. And again, an all points bulletin to all cookie lovers. I know my man Scotty P is a fan of this company right here. It's Crumble Cookies. They've got a rotating menu of over not just 120, as it used to say on this read, 150 flavors, 150. Change out weekly, order Crumble in store or for delivery, curbside pickup, or nationwide shipping. Come see us in Eugene off Coburg Road. And come check out the new addition here for Oregon women's basketball. It's the second straight day we've had an announcement to talk about and a new addition to the roster, and it is Elise Hurst. She's from Bendigo, Australia. I got to work on that pronunciation. Man, come on, broaden your horizons, Alex. A guard, as Kelly Grace continues to add to the Ducks' 2021 roster, and on Friday officially announced the signing of transfer guard Elise Hurst. She joins Oregon after spending her first three seasons of her collegiate career down in New Mexico. So former Lobo, averaged 11.1 points per game in 80 appearances. She's the second signing this week for the Ducks, who welcomed in Georgia State transfer Taylor Hosendove to the program on Wednesday. Australian native and a senior for the Ducks in 2021 with 2 years of eligibility left. Again, if the Ducks could stay healthy this year, man, they're going to be so good. They're going to be so fun. Heck, every sport here is so good. That makes it so fun to work here. Scotty P is a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you guys next time. Until then, this was Duck Insider at On Point Community Credit Union. We will see you next time on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they could be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday Fundays left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.